Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show from Borgata. This may be our last show at Borgata this calendar year. We will be back in January, I'm sure. But I just to recreate what just happened there because it was charming. When Al is doing the something show, normally we end up coming back 30 to 60 seconds early.
Yes.
When Johnson is doing it, we never have that problem. Keith Jones is here today. Jonesy, would you analyze the difference between Johnson and Al?
Johnson loves to listen to himself talk. Nobody else does, but wow. Johnson loves to listen to himself.
Emeroff.
I hear him coming in overnights, and he does not seem to mind the sound of his own voice.
It's a beautiful thing.
Johnson's in for Al today because Al's taking off days after big hockey games. And, yes, hallelujah, the Flyers won last night. Thank you, Carter Hart. That was nice, right, Jonesy?
Oh, it was great. He played great last
night. So, Johnson's here at Borgata. Jonesy's here at Borgata. I'm here at Borgata. Dave Breitbauer's back. He's here at Borgata. At the studio, that's Rhea Hughes and Ava Graham. Rhea, you're back there, right?
Good morning.
Is it horrible weather-wise there also?
Well, when I woke up at 3, it was actually not raining, which was shocking because it was so brutal when I went to sleep last night. But it did start raining a little bit as I came to work.
Well, Jonesy encountered some horrific weather after the Flyers game last night up in North Jersey. It came down the pike, and Jonesy was horrible.
It was a monsoon when I got here to the Borgata.
Hopefully you're not flooded in today. We got a football Friday, and we got a lot. This is going to be fun. All of our main people are in place today. Mike Lombardi at 7 to talk about this mess with Michael Parsons. Dick Vermeil's in at 8 because he's going to figure out how to stop Justin Fields. Matt Spiegel will be on with us from 670 The Score in Chicago at 9 to tell us whether or not there's anything left to play for the Bears, who have lost 6 straight and are out of the playoff picture. And then at 9:40, this is going to be so awkward, Rhea.
Why?
Because you know we're here at Borgata, and the man who has completely blown away Borgata with the residencies here, Sebastian Maniscalco, has a new TV special on Netflix. Henry, I hope we're not biting the hand that feeds us here, but it's not good.
No. He's great live. You and
I
have both seen
him. Great live.
Phenomenal.
Except this one.
But his latest show is not great, and we're going to talk about that with Jay Black and other great stuff. But we must start, and I'm not starting with Micah Parsons again, Rhea, even though I am still fascinated by the latest developments in the story. We'll get to that later in the hour. We're going to start with Sunday, 1 o'clock, Soldier Field. Now, I got to tell you one thing. If you have never been to Soldier Field, that should be on your list. And people, I need anyone who's listening at this early hour who is planning a trip to Chicago. I know fans of Philly are heading out there, the special travel group, and I want to know if anybody's going. Because I saw something at Soldier Field I have never seen anywhere else on TV or otherwise. I'm going to guess 1985, give or take a year.
Wow.
It's a playoff game, Jonesy.
Yep.
And a legendary punter is back at his own end zone. And it was so windy.
Yes.
At Soldier Field, Sean Landetta swung his leg and missed the ball entirely.
No.
It's a legendary moment, and I still he made jokes about it later in the year when he became later in his career when he became an Eagles punter,
like a Charlie Brown moment.
Jonesy, he swung and missed.
Yeah,
he did that. It was so windy.
Oh, yeah.
It blew the ball from the time he dropped it from his hand to his foot. It went so far away he didn't touch it.
It can happen there. What's the weather like this weekend? Doing
15 is high of 15. Yes, you know.
Rhea, 10 to 15 now. It was 10 to 20 yesterday. Here's the whole thing. I'm going to give the Eagles their game plan, all right, at least offensively. Run the ball. Johnson.
He'll be there.
Run the ball.
I agree.
You got. Oh, I keep thinking about that play, that sequence where they were up 21-0. They're back at their own 8-yard line. They don't run the ball. They throw a deep ball in the rain. In the Meadowlands, up 21 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. No! Don't do that. Second down, Sanders ran 5 yards. Third down, sack back at the 2. Block punt. Sippis gets injured running out of bounds. We'll talk about his replacement later in the show. Don't do that. You have a great running game. Jason Kelce was out with us yesterday. He said, well, you know us. We always want to run the ball. Yeah. Run the ball!
1 o'clock kickoff in Chicago at Soldier Field. 27 degrees with wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour.
30 miles an hour! Oh, my God!
That's cold.
Run the ball! Run the ball! Because so that's my whole offense.
Yeah, good.
Defensive side of the ball?
It's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, make sure you know where Justin Fields is.
He's an exciting player.
Justin Fields. Look, there's a lot of guys who run well with the ball. We have one right here, Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Justin Fields is faster than Hurts. Justin Fields in the open field will outrun everybody you got. And I'm going to prove it to you with a couple of things. I think we should start. Let's start by talking about Jonathan Gannon, because he is entrusted in finding a way to stop Justin Fields. Johnson, you have a lot of faith in that.
No.
Jonesy.
I have some faith in
it. You have some?
I do have some. More than I've ever had before.
This
game's going to be closer because of that.
Let's evaluate by his words earlier this week if Gannon has a good plan for Fields. Here's Gannon.
Obviously, Justin's a very unique player and got drafted where he got drafted for a reason. You know, you're not the number one recruit in the country for not being having a very unique and special skill set. So we got a big-time challenge ahead of us, and we got to make sure that we do a good job defend this guy.
I don't know.
That thing sounds ready for it.
I guess he's ready, but I don't think he's got it. And Fields himself, being on a losing team this year but starting to come into his own, he must be looking across the sideline and going, maybe that's me next year. You know, maybe if I could just refine my game. He's not great at protecting the ball. He is not a tremendous thrower, but neither was Hurts when he first started. Yeah. Hurts started as a guy whose biggest weapon was his feet, and now his biggest weapon is his arm. He's great. But it took a while. Maybe Fields looks over there and says, that's going to be me in a year or two.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities
between
the two players.
Here is Fields talking about how much this game means to him.
I'm excited to see what we can do as a team, you know, with these guys. Because like you said, you know, they're labeled as one of the best teams in the league. So, you know, any, you know, chance you get to go up against a team like this, the Buffalo Bills next week, I mean, it's awesome just to see what we can do now. And then, of course, you know, just to see where we are right now. And, of course, we're going to go in there, you know, swinging. So they know that. They know that, you know, we're not just going to lay down and let them do that. So,
all right, here's the thing, maybe they're not even going to have Claypool, who they acquired during the season.
He's
a very good receiver. I mean, just devise a plan that makes sure you keep Justin Fields bottled up. I mean, if you're not worried about his passing, and you probably shouldn't be, and you're not worried, all you really got to do is devise a plan that bottles him up.
Yeah, you do.
Just do that, all right? Now, that's where we bring in Baldy. This is how much WIP thinks of Brian Baldy, the Odyssey insider. Brian Baldy was on our show and on the afternoon show. And the afternoon show got into some X's and O's, and they asked Baldy what the plan would be to stop Justin Fields.
Well, Justin Fields is a problem. I mean, nobody has more big splash plays in this whole league. I mean, he is a big play potential on every single play. And I was just thinking about this week, like the only guy on the Eagles team that could actually be a scout team player like Justin Fields is Jalen. So I'm just curious if Jalen's back there, you know, playing scout team quarterback for the Bears, because they don't have anybody else like that. So, I mean, he's a remarkable talent. And I don't see anybody catching him. Into the secondary. I don't see anybody catching Jalen either. I mean, he just runs out of bounds when he runs out of bounds. I don't see anybody catching him from behind. I mean, I'd like to see these two guys in a foot race. And Justin Fields, like, I would not sleep on that guy.
All right. I assume they're not going to sleep on him. He had a game this year where he ran 179 yards.
I know. I remember that game.
Here's the distinction. He has not played in every game. And he has thrown 10 interceptions. Hurts has thrown 3.
Yeah, it turns
so
the ball
here's the
over
thing. You got to he's going to throw you the ball. You got to catch it. All right? Well, he's going to get intercepted in the game. He's probably going to break a couple of runs for big games.
Oh, he had a
too.
55-yard touchdown run against the Packers.
He has the speed of a wide receiver.
No, he is in the open field. Yeah. He's unbelievably fast.
His over under 69.5 yards for the game.
No,
what
I
would
take
you take?
Over.
Take that
I take
over.
The over.
Really?
I take the over.
Wow.
I would. I hate
wow.
to say
even
it.
Though their game
I
plan,
would.
Their entire.
And I'm going to tell you why I take the over, because and I'm going to get into this later in the show. I think the Eagles have one real star coordinator. And it's not Gannon, even though Gannon's gotten three head coach job interviews.
You're right about this.
And Shane Steichen hasn't gotten any. Shane Steichen is the star of East Quarter. The fans know. We did a poll on it yesterday.
Yeah.
I do not have full confidence in Gannon. I do have confidence that the Eagles are deep enough. And have so, and they're even getting Goddard back this week.
No,
the Eagles,
beautiful.
I think, will win the game. And I'll give you my prediction right now. Eagles 31 and Bears 21. But the fact that the Bears are scoring 21 points in my prediction tells you I don't have full faith in Gannon.
They do
but
put it's points going up to be, on the board.
Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch. Because these are two extremely talented and volatile quarterbacks, especially with their feet.
What's going to be fun is they give up, I believe, 3 to 4 sacks a game.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for Brandon Graham to go
digits. That's a great, Rhea. Let's get to double digits
That'd
Sunday.
Be great, wouldn't it?
Would that be great? Yeah. Here are your numbers. I need to talk to people who are going to Chicago. And I have one other thing, too, that ties in with a consumer issue I'm going to be dealing with later. Who has tickets to the Sixers game tonight against Steph Curry? Because when you purchase the tickets, you are going to see maybe the greatest shooter in the history of the NBA. You will not see him.
Well, he's hurt.
He has a shoulder impingement.
That's too bad.
He will not be there tonight. And it does not shock me because when you're dealing with the NBA, the first 4 months of their season, consumer fraud.
Yeah, but he was actually really hurt in that game the other night.
No, I know he's hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're faking it.
No.
I'm saying caveat emptor.
Oh, absolutely.
When you are buying tickets the first 4 months of an NBA season, because you may be buying a ticket to see a player who will not play, whether the reason is real or fake. That's what I'm saying. Jump on board right now, later in the hour. Yeah, we will have Simon and John on to set up a game at legendary Soldier Field. We're going to start, though, with Dave, the Say What guy. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Angelo. Justin Fields, come on, man. Come on.
What do you mean?
Who do you think the Eagles practice with? Who's our quarterback?
Jalen Hurts. All right, that's a good point.
You don't think they would practice for him?
All right, you have no concerns yourself, Dave, about Justin Fields on Sunday?
Listen, when he get hit, all that running will stop. Trust me. And
our
defense is fast. We don't have a slow defense, Ange.
Dave, you put me in a terrible spot here. You realize that.
Hold on.
Let me explain my dilemma, Dave. Maybe you could help me with it. I have two different football authorities, and I have to weigh their opinions. One would be Brian Baldinger, who played the game and analyzes it now on Odyssey. The other is the Say What guy, who calls into our show. This is a dilemma, Dave. Who do I listen to?
And who have been following the Eagles, for at least 50-some years.
Oh, wow.
Come on, Ange.
Good job, Dave.
Hold on a minute, Dave.
Stand up. Come on, Ange.
Dave, hold on.
Come on, Ange.
No, Rhea's doing it. She's still going to be at Rhea.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, instead of Baldinger, Odyssey Insider, the Say What guy.
Pretty sure I'm sticking with Baldy.
well, listen. Dave, I hope you're right.
Do you trust Gannon, Dave? That's the question. Do you trust them?
Listen, Ange, this is the right time that the team is gelling, man. These guys, the defense is gelling. The offense is gelling. It's going to be honest with you, you know what I really think, Ange?
Yeah.
I think it's not going to be a bunch of hoopla with the players. I think all the hoopla is going to come from the fans and the media. They're going to go about their business, man, and do what they got to do. They don't have to do nothing to nobody.
That's what they should do. They are the best team
in the league.
I'm with you, Dave. Dave, give me a Say What.
Say What!
That's the Say What guy, Al. And Jonesy, he is stating that this will not be a problem. What do you think, Johnson? this, you got in this game?
I got news for you. This game is going to – the first three quarters are going to be pure aggravation.
They are.
And I think it has nothing to do with the talent of the players. Yeah. I think it's all about the coaching in this game.
Yeah.
And it's a very – I mean, the quarter – Justin Fields is so unique. He's going to present quite the problem for Jonathan Gannon.
I'll tell you what I'm feeling. You know, somebody said earlier the week, and I made light of it, but this is the ultimate trap game.
That's for sure.
Jonesy, a fact. You got Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you the truth. I said it yesterday. I want the Cowboys to win Sunday. I want the game on Christmas Eve to be a closeout game. The Eagles blow out the Cowboys, and they clinch the division.
That would be something.
Christmas Eve. And if the Cowboys lose, the Eagles win on Sunday, that will not happen. It will not be that big a thing. Anyway, here are your numbers. If you're going to Chicago, you're required by law to call in this number, 215-592-9494. And if you were buying tickets to see the Sixers tonight because Steph Curry's in town, he's not in town. He's got a shoulder injury. He's not with the team. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is 6:16.